Welcome back to Turning Arizona Blue, a podcast about red state politics, blue state politics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ron Williams. We want to welcome back a sponsor of this program. The Maricopa County Democratic Party has stepped up to advertise and support our efforts. Now it's our turn to support their efforts. In the past, the Maricopa County Democratic Party has been successful, and they will even be more successful in the future with registering voters, recruiting candidates, promoting fair elections, getting out the vote, promoting democratic values, and of course, fundraising. Please go to the MaricopaDems.org website, check out their programs and the opportunities to volunteer. You may contact them at info@MaricopaDems.org. Turning Arizona Blue, the podcast, greatly appreciates the staff, the officers, and the volunteers of the Maricopa County Democratic Party for sponsoring our digital content. Thank you. Welcome back, kids, to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. In this episode, I have the chance to kind of interview a younger version of myself. By that, I mean that this old podcaster was once a young Democrat, in fact, even president of the Young Democrats of Alexandria, Virginia. Well, I have a chance to interview today the current president of the Maricopa County Young Democrats. Ricardo Serna has been president of that organization since 2021, and in that short period of time, he has really done a lot to re-energize the organization, to study the voting patterns and data and statistics from the elections they have been involved in, and from that, to organize a strategy going forward into the elections of 2022. And we'll be talking about that later in the program. But to go back to the distinction between my version of being the president of a young Democratic organization and Ricardo's version is that in his 26 years, Ricardo has been involved in 37 campaigns, both in Chicago and here in Arizona. That enables him to have a wide range of political experiences that he brings to the Maricopa County Young Democrats. By day, Ricardo is an organizer for the Arizona Student Association, and he points out that the Maricopa County Young Democrats are not affiliated with the Maricopa County Democratic Party, but they do have a long-standing relationship and cooperate very well together. I was first introduced to Ricardo through various Zoom meetings where he made presentations about the youth vote here in Maricopa County to various organizations. And I was impressed about how he was able to articulate the impact of that youth vote. So we'll begin by discussing the 2020 election and the youth vote turnout, and then we'll look back a little bit to the 2016 and the 2020 elections in terms of percentage of increase in the youth turnout. You've put together a lot of information about young voters here in the state and the impact that they've had. So tell me a little bit about that impact in that election.
Yeah, I think really President Biden and Senator Kelly really owe a lot to young people when it comes to their election, because if it really wasn't for the historical turnout that we had for young voters, which was at 50% of eligible voters, 18 to 29, they came out at 51%. And that was a historical turnout for young people. And with that turnout, we were able to win a Senate seat. We were able to win the presidency. I mean, we were able to win the Senate seat in 2018. And that was because of such a historic wave. And that's what it took in 2020. Again, only this time it was really young people that were at the forefront of that historic wave. That's really one of the untold stories of the 2020 election is that if it wasn't for that historic turnout, we wouldn't even be talking about Build Back Better because it wouldn't have even been close to reality, right? We wouldn't have had anywhere near the numbers.
So there's a one-to-one relationship between the impact of young people voting here in Arizona and some of the good political work that's being done by President Biden as we speak. Now that we've looked at the 2020 election, let's step back a little bit and talk about the distinction between the 2016 turnout of young voters in Arizona and the 2020 presidential election. What does your research tell you about that distinction between those two eras?
I think it was a combination of things that really pushed young people to be more willing to vote this election season. And I guess, funny enough, COVID was one of them. People being home and if they get their ballot in the mail, like most young people do, and that's the way they vote, they're with their ballot at home, right? And that gives them more opportunity to actually fill it out. And we know young people vote by mail more than any other way. So the fact that people were pushing so hard that year, and particularly because people were home, to vote by mail to get that in, I think that really played a part as well. But I think also the combination of Trump actually seeing that first term, how that played out. People were disgusted by a lot of the actions that administration took. Having a white nationalist like Stephen Miller in the White House, a lot of us young people are online. We know that stuff comes out online and it circulates. We know that that's who's in the White right. House, and our generation is a lot less tolerant of people like that. But I think also in 2016, we had a candidate that a lot of young people really did not like in Hillary Clinton. And to be fair, we didn't like Biden either. But I think that, the culmination of that first term and then being home, being able to vote, or having more opportunities to vote really is what drove young people out to vote. And then having in our state in particular, having ballot initiatives, progressive ballot initiatives really turns out young people. We've noticed that more so than any individual candidate that's been running on the ballots, what really turns out young people to vote are ballot initiatives, progressive ones in particular. We saw that in 2016, from 2016 to 2020, there was an 18 point increase from young voters coming out and actually voting. And a large part of that is through voting by mail.
Next up, Ricardo discusses the strategies that the Young Democrats of Maricopa County are going to employ going into the 2022 elections.
One of the things we know in politics as consultants, as organizers, is the older generations come out and vote, right? And so when you work on a campaign, when you work for different firms, you know that they spend their money reaching out to older voters.
Right.
So our approach is very simple. We're going to spend our time reaching out to younger voters. Very simple. We're going to spend our money reaching out to young voters and starting making that investment.
So what areas?
So the easiest way to reach out is text messages. That's just you get the most bang for your buck. But another good way to reach out to people, and unfortunately for us, this is actually a little bit more expensive, is canvassing. Doing door-to-door operations, actually having a young person speak to another young person about an issue that impacts that young person, whether it be directly or indirectly, because we've noticed our generation, generations, both millennial and Gen Z, happen to be a lot more empathetic. So even if it's not affecting them directly, they understand how the issue impacts our society as a whole and are a lot more willing to take some kind of action against it, whether it be signing a petition, right, or sharing something online just for information. So we want to be able to touch those young people in person and be able to actually give them the information and give them an opportunity to be involved in ways that I never had before I was involved in politics. We actually want to go into Maryville, into South Phoenix, and start giving some of these young people who are in underprivileged areas an opportunity to be involved in politics in ways that typically only young people in affluent communities get. So that's our mission.
Another strategy that Ricardo and his team have developed are a series of town hall meetings where they would bring together Democratic candidates for various offices. Well, they just implemented that strategy with a very successful turnout in a town hall in conjunction with the Arizona State University YDs and the MCYDs, where they had a chance to listen to the candidates for Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes and Reginald Boulding, discuss their outlines for that particular office.
One of the biggest challenges that I saw coming into the presidency was that we didn't have enough organizing going on between the YDs. So that's what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be doing it to bring more information to young people about these elections, like the SOS election, where a lot of young people actually don't know what that position does or how important, how critical it is to our state. So we want to bring information, more education to students at ASU. We also want to do it at the community college, so at South Mountain, at PC, Estrella Community College, Mesa Community College. We want to actually go to those universities with these candidates to educate these students about what they want, what these positions are, and what these candidates want to do in these positions. And we think that the more engagement that we have in this way, but also through texting and canvassing, the more we're going to see an increase in voter turnout. It's the long game, really. So maybe we don't see the gains that we want to see in 2022, but that doesn't mean that we should give up what we're doing. It actually means we should double down.
Right.
And I think that's what's really going to lead to the increases in the future.
Finally, we asked Ricardo how we as Democrats can help the young Democrats, both in Maricopa County and around the state for that matter. And he provides us with a series of avenues that we can pursue to support and help their efforts.
I think the easiest way to help us out is giving us a follow, sharing our stuff online, liking it, retweeting our stuff. Another way is, I'm sure someone in Democratic politics, I'm sure you have a niece, a nephew, a grandchild, a child, someone that's under the age of 40, even if they're not 18, right? They can be 14, 13, 12, whatever age. If they have some type of interest in politics, or maybe you want to get them some type of interest in politics, have them join our membership. Membership is completely free. It's just a way for people to get involved in politics if they want to. We just want to be a hub for young people to be able to get information and be able to get involved if they want to. So on Twitter, we are MCYD_AZ. Same thing on Instagram. And you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Maricopa County Young Democrats. To donate, we have an ActBlue. So it would be actblue.com/donate/ MCYD1. You could donate there. You could also find our donation links just by finding us on Twitter or Instagram. You can find the links there. We also have a website, which is MCYDems.com.
There you have it, my friends. I think the most important thing that we can do is to help encourage and support these young people who are going to be the next leaders here in Arizona. Please go to the mcydems.org to offer your support, and please encourage your family and friends to join the organization. Thank you. Thank you once again to our sponsor, the Maricopa County Democratic Party. Please go to MaricopaDems.org and volunteer and donate for the political efforts they undertake on our behalf. Thank you for listening to another edition of Turning Arizona Blue. And please check out our new online news service called The Mule News. You can go to our website at themulenews.com and subscribe. We also need financial support from like-minded individuals, from political action committees, institutional grants, and advertising from businesses across all of our platforms. Please contact us on email at turningazblue@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at turningaz and also on our Facebook page, Turning Arizona Blue. Finally, I'd like to thank my producer, Wiggles, and my sound engineer, Dreamy.